Because like as a teacher, I was overwhelmed. I did not have time to research like thousands of interventions for my students as much as I would have wanted to. There's only 24 hours in a day, you know? So I feel like that's where technology comes in to sort of like bridge that gap.
Teachers everywhere are using technology to make their lives easier. Instead of relying on students to carry home field trip flyers, they just send an email. Instead of hand calculating grades, they can have students take an online quiz, and grades automatically import into the gradebook. This is the way it should be. But why is tech still sometimes resisted and struggled with? Each week this month, we are inviting a guest for a short conversation, diving into misunderstandings around hot topics and tough questions in education. For our second episode, I chatted about misunderstandings around technology with former educator Antonio Jackson, who serves on our data implementation team, helping districts implement a system-level technology. Welcome to School and Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds. I'm your host, Larissa Napolitan, a former teacher, instructional coach, and a member of the Branching Minds team. Let's listen in. Today, we are chatting with Antonio Jackson, who is a data implementation specialist here at Branching Minds. And we're going to talk about technology and the sort of how technology is a misunderstood part of education. So, Antonio, I'm just going to like just jump right in. What's a big misunderstanding in your role and your understanding, and your even as a former educator, what is a big misunderstanding about the role of technology in a school district?
I think that's a great question. I think a misunderstanding that, because I was a teacher during like the pandemic, and I felt like a misunderstanding was people thought that technology was just going to be here for a moment. Like during the pandemic, the kids are virtual, but like when we come back, maybe it won't be as important. And I've seen that like across other districts too, where they maybe don't value technology as much. So I think that's like a big misunderstanding that like technology's impact in the classroom is only going to diminish. I think it's definitely going to increase.
I think that you're right on that, because I mean, even as I started as in education in like 2010-11, and at that point, like using PowerPoint and using like, I went during my student teaching, I remember like I started putting things in PowerPoint, and my cooperating teacher was like, wow, that's impressive. Like I wanted to use technology in the classroom because like that was just part of my everyday. And so like, it was kind of like revolutionary, you know, smart boards came along and like all these different like pieces of technology. And I've always felt like the people who are quicker to embrace that sort of adapted, they were quicker to adapt to the one-to-one, like every student have an iPad or every student have a computer. Like, I think that there's downsides to it, but there's also like, I mean, there's just a power to using it.
Yeah. And it's just like, it's kind of hard to kind of like go back to that, especially now that students are more used to it. And there's definitely a lot of benefits, I think, to having technology in the classroom. Because like you said, like I would use PowerPoint, and there was actually even like an interactive software that I would use where students can actually answer questions in real time, like in the presentation, Pear Deck, that's what it was. And like, you could just see, like do like check for understandings in real time and see which students are struggling. And it's things like that, that you can't really do as easily on pen and paper.
Well, and I was an English teacher. And so I always saw the benefit of students writing things down and like, you know, using that. And I just feel like there's a balance that you should like work on. And I don't think I ever like perfected that balance at all. because I think I'd get excited about the different technology to use. But I also see, even I was a part of that transition from using a paper pencil gradebook to like putting everything in online and like you updating your gradebook weekly, like online instead of at the quarter. And I knew I worked with a lot of educators that was a big transition for them. Like that was a big, that was a big deal. So I think that's a good transition to part of your role here at Branching Minds is you work with school districts in implementing our platform, right? Implementing a piece of ed tech in a way. I'm very curious because, like, for you in the work, in the implementations you've done, what have you seen as like a differentiator of like districts that are implementing the ed tech well versus districts that maybe are struggling with that implementation?
One thing that happens a lot is like, it depends on like district capacity. Cause I mean, there's some small districts who maybe they don't have like a tech coordinator, or there's not a dedicated person for assessments. So then with certain tasks, there's like not really like a point person to kind of help out with it. But then I've had some smaller districts who were just like very kind of like on it, and they were very like determined to get it done. I think like one of the most helpful things in that situation is having maybe like a dedicated personnel for certain parts of the implementation. Like, okay, like we're in the rostering phase. So who in your district handles like your Clever data or your ClassLink data? Let's bring them in on the call. Same thing with assessments. And then also the same thing when we're trying to like script data for like attendance or behavior or course performance. So just having like that dedicated point person for each of those phases is something that's very helpful.
Yeah. Well, and I could see that where some districts, if they haven't in the past dedicated mm-hmm. that kind of person, understanding like how having someone to communicate, rather than it just be everybody's job, it's like one person's
right.
job. I think that can always help be smoother. And that one person can feel very empowered to mm-hmm. like take on, like, we're going to get this going really well. And I think, an important distinction is like part of your implementation is you are helping sort of navigate all the data that needs to happen, integrate into our platform. And, mm-hmm. and so like that part is like that behind the scenes work for ed tech is necessary. And I've yes. been in that part where I was the person who was helping teachers implement the technology in their classrooms. Like, for example, when we went into it, we adopted an LMS and we mm-hmm. wanted the LMS to talk to our student information system, and all the behind the scenes work really like had to work really well so that the teachers who like were so that it would talk, right? Like, because the teachers mm-hmm. got tired of entering the grades in the LMS and then in the student information system, right? Mm-hmm. And so like that behind the scene work is so key and vital for, you know, for the success of your implementation, because otherwise you will have teachers that will abandon and say, no, I'm just going to do it this other way, or like not be bought into the whole process. And so I think that like that's an underestimated, maybe a misunderstood part of the mm-hmm. role of like having your implementation go well and having the behind the scenes stuff happen. And so having a point person is really important in that. Any other differentiators you've seen?
So I think it's also like having like a willingness to stick through the process. I've had districts in the past where initially maybe like they were very excited, but then they were kind of just like, they kind of like lost a bit of steam. So kind of like keeping that like motivation throughout definitely helps with the implementation process. I think that's honestly one of the goals of like every ed tech company. Like, we want to create buy-in for the teachers who are using it. So we're trying to make their lives like easier. So just kind of like touch on another point that you were making, like if teachers have to enter something here, then enter it there, and then also enter it here, they're just like, okay, this is just extra work for me. So it's all about just like simplifying the process for teachers and staff.
Mm. Well, and I, you're right though, that motivation, if you lose steam, like, because mm-hmm. if something goes wrong and having, like, if you don't have the motivation to kind of like push through the troubleshooting and like, this isn't talking to this, you know, like the quickly abandoning, I think that mm-hmm. that's an underestimated need for like when you're tech people, like your tech people need to be those people. And I often find that most technology people in a district, whether director of technology or even just the people on their team, tend to be the people who are like, I want to figure it out and I will push through until I find the answer. So, how do you think that technology really can help us, like in as educators?
So I remember when I was a teacher back in Houston, I had about 130 students, and the principal kind of came to me and they were like, hey, like we want you to identify all of your kids who need support. I want you to put them in tier one, tier two, tier three. I want you to figure out interventions for them and do this and do that. And so this was on top of me having another prep. So I would have to like prep every day. Like I have to call parents and grade. So I was already overwhelmed and I was kind of like given this like task to do. And I feel like this is where technology can come in and like bridge that gap. So like with Branching Minds specifically, like we bring in like those disparate pieces of data. So like your attendance, your behavior, your assessment data, and then it tiers the students and it provides those targeted interventions for them. Cause like as a teacher, I was overwhelmed. I did not have time to research like thousands of interventions for my students as much as I would have wanted to. There's only 24 hours in a day, you know? So I feel like that's where technology comes in to sort of like bridge that gap. And typically too, I remember my class sizes were huge. I was in the small room. It was me and 35 kids. So like technology kind of to be a nerd, like Naruto, he does this like little jutsu where he like duplicates himself. So technology can like do that. So it can be more, It's like having more than one teacher in the classroom. So I think that's one of like the really great benefits of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It lifts that extra, it's just an extra lift, right? Mm-hmm. The other burdens of being a teacher. And you're right. Like I've been there where I have 150 students and I'm trying to like meet the needs of them. And it's hard to do that. And I even think even as a leader too, like as a principal, when you've got 600, 700, 800 students in the building to really have insight into like what is actually happening, technology can really be powerful in that way. And I know that there's so many like leaders that would be like, I can't live without this technology. Was there like a technology tool that you loved as a teacher? Like I know you don't have Branching Minds, but like if right. something else that you used that you really loved.
Ooh, there were a few. So Khan Academy is great for math support. And like what I like about it is that it like differentiates the instruction. It's like a very like targeted intervention. So Khan Academy, definitely. For all the other math teachers out there, Desmos is really great. Mm. So it's like an online calculator. And the really cool thing about it is that you can do like projects and kind of like really do some really cool explorations to like understand like why is the Pythagorean theorem the way it is? Like instead of just like a squared plus b squared equals c squared, it kind of expands on it and like kids can like actually understand it.
Well, Antonio, thank you so much for chatting about technology. I'm sure we could talk more about all the things that we did. And I just appreciate that you sort of your insight and just like the, you know, from the work that you're doing. So thanks for being here.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to Schoolin' Around, a podcast hosted by Branching Minds. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast to hear all our future episodes. As well, if you're enjoying our content, would you do us a favor and rate and review our podcast on iTunes? This helps others find our podcast and let us know how much you love what we're creating. Branching Minds is an educational technology company using learning sciences and technology to help districts effectively personalize learning through MTSS. To learn more about us, check out our website, branchingminds.com, or follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or LinkedIn at Branching Minds.